on the hot seat for lengthy delays. The South Korean company that's building the MBTA's new commuter rail cars says it will tell transportation officials within a month when the 75 coaches will finally be delivered. Yesterday, the T-Board grilled the company's CEO, as WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Hyundai Rotem blames U.S. regulations and strict specs for the coaches for the fact that it's 2 years behind schedule in delivering them. Adding to the frustrations at the T is the fact that the staff has been complaining that the Korean company has not been responsive to their concerns. The company was awarded the contract even though it had never built a rail car in the U.S. before. At yesterday's T board meeting, Hyundai Rotem CEO Min-ho Lee was skewered by board member Janice Lux. She called the way the T management handled the contract a few years ago egregious.
Your company hired consultants related to the COO of this agency, whose father was a consultant formerly for this agency. You came in and you hired people to politically push this contract through. And you got a general manager at the time who agreed with you.
We contacted the general manager of the T at that time, Dan Grabauskas, but he didn't want to talk about the contract for the commuter rail cars. Richard Leary, the former T chief operating officer, whose father was a consultant for Hyundai Rotem, recused himself from any decisions involving the commuter rail contract. Addressing Lee, Lux criticized the request for proposals.
It was a sloppy RFP that forced the board into a vote because of the political money that you spent to get yourself there. So if you want to continue to have a reputation in this country, then you fix this. You fix this or we will fire you.
Other board members said Lux expressed their feelings. Speaking through an interpreter, Lee defended his company.
One thing that I would like to emphasize at this time is that Rotem Company has always been a transparent company and we have not engaged any inappropriate behavior in the past or now.
Lee assured the board that once delivered, the cars will last for 30 years.
That's very important.
Lee also promised to provide the T with a timeline for completion of the cars within a month. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.